machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Communist infiltration of a nation is done by a process called ideological subversion. The values and morals of a country are undermined, and through social engineering and psychological warfare, a gradual process of indoctrination and infiltration into specific institutions and organizations is undertaken. Usually, this takes a few generations to accomplish, and now we are seeing this process of ideological subversion come to full fruition. The educational establishment has been completely overtaken by Marxist ideologues, and a system of indoctrination has been established. People in America pay school taxes and tens of thousands of dollars to pay college tuitions, and in many cases the kids are indoctrinated with woke Marxist ideologies, and as I've stated before, we pay for our own enslavement. The few, the 1% ruling class, needs to cause division along as many lines as possible in order to keep all eyes off of them and to keep the polarized herd fighting amongst themselves. Distraction, deception, and division are the calling cards of this game, and if the people ever realized the manipulation tactics and stood within their own empowerment, rather than giving it all away, certainly we might create positive change. Division is at an all-time high, it seems, and it's all manufactured to keep the masses at war with themselves. Of course, the media dutifully does its job stoking the fires of this division through propaganda and social engineering. While people are busy buying into one manufactured ideology or another, they fail to realize even very basic things that unite us as human beings. A huge part of this division is hyper-over-identification with the physical. Race, sexuality, gender, class, nationality, etc. are used to divide and keep the herd running in circles. What we've got is a high percentage of people who are TV heads, whose entire perception and worldview comes from the propaganda they ingest in a steady thought diet of total shit. People adopt certain terminology without even thinking about it, and then promote their conditioned worldview as if it is their own. Media is perceptual programming and mind control. It fuels the fires of division, and it does an amazing job at doing so. Orwellian newspeak has been steadily introduced into the lexicon. People just embrace the new language without any thought whatsoever. We hear terms such as white privilege, toxic masculinity, mansplaining, or any of the other new terms that have been introduced into the language, and they are meant to cause division as well. Now, the word racist is being thrown around to cause division, and people are falling for it. They are being manipulated, and they don't even know it. The fear of the fake pandemic has reached a fevered pitch to the point where people have become self-appointed mask police. The whole thing is utter nonsense. The social distancing is actually social isolation, and this also feeds the divide. It's all a psychological mind manipulation, and droves of non-critically thinking people have fallen for it. Obedience and acquiescence without questioning are not virtuous. It's pathetic and mindless. Curiously, people defend their manufactured worldviews with tenacity and fortify the stronghold of their cognitive fortresses, which for many, they will dwell within for the rest of their lives. People don't want knowledge. They want the illusion that perpetuates their perceptions that have been delivered to them, usually through a screen. They won't do their own research. That would require effort, and so many have become mentally lazy but they will scoff at you for being inquisitive, questioning authority, and coming to different conclusions than the official mainstream narrative. For independent researchers, it becomes a frustrating endeavor of preaching to the choir. Now, so many are divided on race, which is again identification with the physical, and it's so utterly stupid. Listen, you are not your race, you are not your gender, you are not your body, you are not your name, you are not your politics, job title, or whatever. You are consciousness inhabiting a particular vessel. Vessels come in many shapes and sizes. When people can stop seeing one another as the vessel and instead see them as the spirit that occupies it, then perhaps we can begin to come together as one human family. This manufactured division that we see all around us is in high gear. We are being divided so that we may be conquered. This is the tyrant's calling card. Obviously, they are making some very major moves. I see this nonsense as acts of desperation on the part of the oligarchical so-called elite. They make no effort to hide the nonsense anymore, but what is curious is how so many people just buy whatever bullshit they are being sold, no matter how ridiculous. Then they take to social media to advertise their ignorance, simply mimicking what they've been told, and they believe they are informed. No, they are misinformed at best, completely hypnotized with propaganda. They are under mind control and cannot even see it, and it's a very curious thing to observe. I'm hoping for some major event that will force people to re-examine what it is they think they know, but I'm not holding my breath. The road to breaking the spell and awakening is an individual journey, and far too many are just not willing to rethink their worldview. It's just too difficult of an undertaking, but this refusal to do the work, to engage in the unlearning process, will only ensure cognitive enslavement. Not me! I can't be fooled, cries the immature ego in defense of its cognitive fortresses. People are in for a harsh and rude awakening. The tyrants have stepped out of the shadows, and still, people will cling to denial with unwavering stubbornness. Every divide and rule tactic is being utilized to agitate the herd into warring with each other so that the tyrants can build their sadistic empire upon the ashes of freedom. It's possible that more people are beginning to see the level to which they have been scammed. Well, let's hope so. They are really stirring the pot now, and if you are one of the few that can see it, then you are aware of how plainly obvious it is. It's so amazing observing those who are still lost and under the spell.
Ooga booga, ooga booga.
They look at you like you are a lunatic. So, what's the solution? Amidst a world of sleepers, what can one do? Perhaps maintaining an observational perspective and assisting others who are beginning to awaken from the slumber is all that one can really do. After 21 years of pretty much full-time research into a wide variety of topics, I sometimes forget just how deeply hypnotized people are and how totally unaware. I keep plugging away in the hopes that my efforts can assist in some way those who may be looking at information of this nature and trying to make sense of things. Really, my only intention is to try and serve truth to the best of my ability. Perhaps the game needs to come to its conclusion. Maybe we're just done here with third-dimensional Earth experience. I don't have the answer, but I'll tell you this. I have faced my mortality a long time ago and have shed the fear of death. I will not go quietly into the slave new world and bow down in the face of evil. I certainly won't allow myself to be divided from my fellow humans by these manufactured illusions. For those that just blindly believe what they are told, allowing their mind to be assaulted with the shit pumped out by the endless and mind-numbing propaganda, you get what you get. For those of us who are done with all of that, maybe we are on the cusp of the recognition of a new paradigm, a new creative rebirth, a new renaissance, and a process of transformation into a greater potential of what it means to be human. Have faith in your journey. I'll see you on the other side.